If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell with Mike Piff and two special guests here live in studio, Bill Jacobs from Peace Chicago and Doug Sohn from Hot Dogs. Two iconic brands. People love Peace Pizza. You know it, Doug. Don't be
all right.
Hot Dogs. And I love when, and we've talked to other restaurant groups and chefs, when collaborations happen in Chicago. I think us Chicagoans get very excited because we are so passionate about food, and you have two big brands coming together. Making something delicious. We just had a chance to eat the pizza that you guys will be selling, and it's raising money for PAWS. We'll get into all of that. But you guys have known each other for a while, correct? Doug and Bill?
At
least a decade.
At least a decade.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it was a very, very quick friendship.
And how did it come together? Just being in the food restaurant world and you guys just kind of connected?
Sort of knew of each other. And then when Bill started doing for the Pilot Light program, which is a school program doing fundraising pizzas, contacted me. And I was like, I got nothing else to do.
He just retired, by
the
way.
That's true.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Steph Izard's publicist, We had a conversation. She said, you need to round it off with a third because we got Steph and we had Honey Butter Fried Chicken. She said, how about Hot Dog?
Yeah.
I said, I'll reach out to him, but he just retired.
Yeah.
And he responded.
That's true.
Anything?
And just very similar background, similar age, although Bill's significantly older.
But not very, true. Very,
but real sense, and just
months.
Sensibilities and just yeah. like real. And I truly feel like we've known each other for like 100 years.
Hot Dogs, we can get into both. Peace has such a huge following. Hot Dogs does as well. And when you had your shop, it was a never-ending line down the street.
A little bit.
And yeah. I remember, like, towards the final days, people were, like, camped out for a while. And it just, I never made it there, unfortunately. But I always wanted to, and I know the sausages are still available and all of that. But it just became this massive thing. Anthony Bourdain, who I loved, visited your shop once, too. And he talked about how much he loved what you were doing.
The only person, and a number of celebrities and well-known people, the only person that made me nervous.
Really?
Yeah,
so what
absolutely.
Was he? What was Bourdain like?
Okay, I'll drop this.
I'm fishing. This is
sure.
I'm like the.
I told you I was
Bourdain.
A geek for you. He's a geek for you.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely. The first time he came in, that's right. He's you know, there's that old bit about don't meet your heroes.
Yeah.
He couldn't have been nicer. Waited in line and I had no idea he was coming in the first time.
Ah.
And he was in Chicago like a book tour or something. And I looked up. You know, I was at the counter and looked up, and he's very tall and towered over everybody who was in line and saw him. I was like, oh, this is – so I've always apologized to the seven people in front of him in line and like the seven people after him because I didn't care.
Yeah.
I just was like, we're going to get through. You hurry up because I need to talk to him. Couldn't have been nicer. Couldn't have been more respectful. He was a guy I think really cared and had great respect for people who did the work.
Yeah.
And we, you know, it was just one of those moments where he's like, you know, certainly at the time and in my business, he was the guy.
Yeah.
Like he was, when he said, you're doing good work, it was like,
right.
that was it.
Seal of approval.
I mean,
I'm sure you could talk about this too, Bill. I mean, I think for me, being just such the foodie nut, and we're all foodies at this point, right? But Bourdain kind of took it to a different level where so much of like celebrity food was kind of fluffy a little bit, where little Bourdain bit. Brought kind of this edge to it and kind of the real.
He was the punk rock part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It made it cool. Yes. He made fine dining cool in a sense. You know,
and you know, Kevin, he came to peace too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he came to peace. Doug came over to say hi.
That's
because
true.
Bourdain's coming to say hi, and he was great. And Steph Izard sent him in, and he told Thrillis. He said, "This is real pizza." He said, "The deep dish stuff is garbage." He was so
it
down.
It is so okay, not garbage. We're gonna.
I'm just passing out what he said.
That's very Bourdain, though, right?
Open.
That's Bourdain. Tell it how it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. He said, "This is the real deal."
Nice.
You know, and he was great. We sat down. I remember having a golden arm, our Kolsch, and he said to me, "He said, there aren't any opioids in this beer, are there?"
I was such a big fan of both of you guys as well, and I figured you. I just remember the episode, and I'm like, I'm sure they have great stories of that. Bill and Doug's Excellent Adventure Pizza. I love this. Talk about what you guys are doing, this collab on the pizza. What's on the pizza? Mike and I just had a chance to try it. It is fantastic.
Delicious.
Sure.
Delicious.
Why don't you tell them about the pizza? I'll talk about the program.
The pizza itself, it's a white pizza from New Haven style. Neither New nor a Haven.
Hey now,
I'm contractually
hey now.
Obligated to
hey
say
now.
That every time.
Hey now. Love New Haven.
It has the hot dogs, smoked Hungarian sausage available at Paulina Market. Yukon Gold potatoes. Horseradish cream, mozzarella, pecorino romano, and finish with a little bit of scallion.
Mm-hmm.
And roasted garlic.
Roasted garlic.
I forgot about that.
It is fantastic. Yeah. And it's all raising money.
Yes.
Yes.
So this is this is all for paws, for the cats and dogs.
Love
they
it.
Are the largest no-kill shelter in the Midwest. So they're doing incredible work. And from every $35 pizza sold, $70 goes to Paws every time. And that's from a $10 donation from Peace and six generous matching donors.
Great.
So anytime, that's how we get to 70. Every time you buy that pizza, $70 goes to the cats and dogs.
And it's such a great time to do this. I'm sure you get, well, I'm guessing you planned it in January where maybe restaurants are a little less busy to maybe spark a little bit more. But this runs for a full month, correct? We can get this.
This pizza runs for a month. The program runs for 3 months.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah.
So next month, we have the Wiener Circle.
Oh, are you breaking news here with this?
We are breaking news.
Oh, I think we are.
Yes.
Breaking news sounder. Here.
Yes. Right. So reach out to Ari Levy, who owns the Wiener Circle. He said, we are all in. He adopted two cats from Boss.
Oh, cool.
I love that.
Yes.
That's great.
So they're in pizza with an attitude, baby.
That's right. And then the third month is some guy.
He can cook. Yeah, Rick Bayless.
Well, Rick. Oh, just
he's
Rick
back.
Bayless.
Yeah, Rick Bayless.
I was going to say, you've teamed up with Rick before, right?
Third year doing it.
Okay.
And he always does his family pizza, which is a huge hit and a delicious
it's so
pizza.
So good.
Yeah. The food scene here in Chicago, where do it's like asking a musician what they listen to when they're not playing their own music. Where are you guys eating? Do you guys want to plug some other spots? I would love to hear where you two like to hit in Chicago.
I just go to Peace because I run up a huge tab.
Oh,
and
yeah. Bowl, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's smart.
You know, it's funny. So since closing the restaurant, like, cook more. I don't like I have the time to do that. Having said that, where I go, it's going to be mostly like ethnic food. Whether one of the things I love about Chicago is the variety and the number of places. And I live on the Northwest side. And there's just an unbelievable array of just great restaurants and people still doing, you know, wonderful stuff. And I know how hard it is.
It's like an endless list. I think for Chicago,
really
we all have a list in our mind.
And
absolutely.
People would say, well, what's your favorite restaurant? Well, it's kind of like, what's my favorite pizza? I love them all.
You got to break it down. Give us a category.
And we're so fortunate, to your point, to have all these incredible restaurants. It's, you know, one of the best, if not the best, food city in the country.
Yeah. And the other thing I love about it, all of them, incredibly accessible.
Yeah.
Like I lived in New York for a little bit, and I love New York, and someone says, oh, there's these great, you know, soup dumpling place. Where is it? In Queens. It's like, no. Like, I'm not doing that. But if someone said, you know, here's a great place, and it's in Albany Park, it's like, no problem.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know, it's 10, 15 minutes, there's parking, and it's easy.
Yeah. Doug, let's throw out the ramen place. We have this incredible
meal. That's right, with the ramen.
Takahoshi.
King, the Ramen Lord.
Oh, the Ramen
yes.
Lord.
Ramen,
with Mike.
Yes.
That's right.
Outstanding.
I hear
and
it.
And
it's
so
fantastic.
Special.
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy who was, you know, in the corporate world, and he just had this dream and passion, and he went and he studied in Japan and opened up this fantastic place.
I had started following him on Instagram. Typically, if you're posting great pictures of food or anything food related, I'll hit the follow button. So sure. I had started following him and just kind of watching him on his ramen journey, and he was making it at home. And then I'm like, this guy's, he's going to do it. He's going to make his own restaurant. So I kind of just followed him as this Instagram foodie guy.
Fantastic.
And he turned it
yes.
into a real life. That's his life now. You know?
That's right. And like
shop.
Four things on the menu,
right.
which
yeah.
I
yeah.
love that. The fewer the choices, the happier yeah. I am.
If you've not been, go.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Now I throw another place out to you, Daisy's. I love Daisy's.
Daisy's.
You can get in there. The food's fantastic. Went to Brazero on Chicago Avenue. Hi Sue the other day when I went to Dahlia Hall.
Oh, wow.
For Vietnamese.
Pilsen, so many great food.
Yeah. Great
down
places.
There.
I made cereal for myself the other morning. That was pretty
you?
Good.
What would yeah, you have?
There was, well, because I'm 100 years old, you know, Captain it used
Crunch?
To have the word, well, it used to have the word Cap'n. Now pretty much it has to have the word fiber.
Yeah. I was hoping you were going to say cinnamon.
Yeah.
Or something,
no, pretty know? Much. Oh, that looks like it's good for me and has no flavor.
You know,
I'll have that.
I saw the Rolling Stones doing an ad for Rice Krispies.
Wow.
Did you see this one?
I did not.
They did a commercial for Rice Krispies.
Back in the day.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yes, I got to find it for you guys. It was on Instagram.
Money's hurting.
It's fantastic.
I love that.
Yeah.
You going to open another shop?
No.
Come on.
No. You do it.
I don't know. I have a meat grinder I got
friends.
For a gift, and
you're
I
fine.
You know I'll, okay fine.
Kevin, no.
he's got PTSD from
no. Honestly, we and then
do. By the way, I almost didn't want to ask you because do you get asked every day?
Not every day.
Okay, weekly.
But sure, open another place. And as I to do it the only way which I would do it was like how it was. I physically and mentally couldn't
okay.
anymore. Like I just couldn't. Body-wise, mentally, like keeping, you know, the control of it. Like, I just don't have, you know,
yeah.
you get to an age where you just don't have it. And I wouldn't want to do it any other way.
Yeah. I can listen to you guys go back and forth forever. What are hangouts like? Is this what it's like with you guys?
Oh, a lot more sports.
Yes. Well, I know you guys go to a lot of Cubs games together, right?
A lot of ball busting and a lot
yes.
of laughing.
Well,
yes.
we forgot
it's
to start with Bears stuff. I mean, you
That's,
guys have
yeah,
Bears.
Right.
Who in
yes.
Chicago doesn't have a thought on the current state of the Bears? So,
no one. That's
let's,
right.
Let's step into sports real quick.
Okay.
Your top head coaching pick, both of you. Ready? Go.
Vrabel.
I like Vrabel, too.
You like Vrabel?
Yeah. We talked about this.
Tone setter.
Yeah. Love him and got a connection to... To peace, and that's not the only
oh,
reason.
Really?
Because Skowronski,
that's right.
Peter Skowronski
that's right.
Had his,
yeah.
had his party. His
Park Ridge guy.
Yeah,
party.
He had his party at draft party
that's
at peace.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah,
I think we talked.
And he had
about
his
that.
Christening at peace. So
did he really?
It's come full circle. Yes.
Did you
Is
know
that right?
That?
I don't think I knew that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, learn something new every day.
Sure.
So Vrabel had peace. He talked about how Skowronski was at peace for the
yeah.
draft and
right,
called
right.
him at peace.
I remember that.
So if
I
he comes there. We'll get him.
Right,
peace.
There's a connection.
But I like the guy. I'm with Doug. I like what do you call from Detroit?
Ben Johnson.
Good yeah,
name.
Those
That's
are,
my
those
number
are my
one.
Two.
Yeah.
Those are my two picks.
Pete
right
Carroll.
There.
Is that doing anything
I'd
for
be
you?
Fine with Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
I want a bold personality.
Yeah.
I want someone who's won some games before. Would be nice.
Yeah.
I just want to see a bold move.
We need to do this more often, where we get you guys, both of you, in here, and we just talk. About anything. Food, sports, whatever you guys want.
I got time on my hands.
Yeah. Time on my
Real
hands.
Quick, what about Soldier Field food? I mean, we had the Adunze dog this year.
Oh.
I know they've tried. There are things there that when you go to a game, you're like, oh, this is okay, or eh.
I'm trying to think the last time I was actually... It's a
Bill's shaking
go,
his head with
it.
It's a made-for-TV sport.
Yeah. I go to the games.
Yeah. No.
Well,
I am not a fan of the food, the lines, the bathrooms at Soldier Field, and I want to watch the game.
I said,
I don't even get a beer because
right.
I don't want to go to the bathroom and I can't get in there and
yeah.
I'll miss the game.
20 years after the renovation, and it's like, it just has not held up. You know, they
no.
put a stadium on top of a stadium. Here's a great idea. When they build the stadium finally in Arlington Heights, hot dogs yes. and Peace Pizza.
You were really good right after until the word after heights, and then it kind of went downhill. But yes, build a stadium in Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
We know that's where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Do you guys
no.
think it's going that way?
I've said it from the beginning. I just think it will. Just because, and personally, like I think it's so cool that they do still play where they play. Like, this is – other teams play in downtown areas, but not like this. That's the heart of Chicago. It's beautiful, the skyline shots. That being said, I think they missed the boat 20 years ago, and they probably should have built one just south in the parking lot next door and built a world-class amenity instead of trying to build on top of an old one. And I think it's great that we protect the lakefront. I'm on that side where, like, this is not open for business. It is, right. When I lived downtown, I was up and down the lakefront all the time. It is beautiful. We should cherish it, and we should protect it. So I think what they proposed is beautiful. It's great. I think it's kind of a pipe dream. When it comes to the tax dollars, when it comes to friends of the park.
They beat Star Wars.
George Lucas.
Right. So, this is not going to happen.
It just feels like it has always felt like a pipe dream, and some of it leveraging, and they got the tax agreement they wanted in Arlington Heights. It feels like just a matter of time before they break ground. They have a blank palette out there where they can pretty much do whatever they want.
And will they have the infrastructure? I think that's been a
downtown
big concern,
or in Arlington Heights?
Yeah,
we'll see. I mean, I think a team
getting in and out.
It'd be a lot easier to do it there than downtown. Yeah.
But then they're talking about Michael Reese Hospital.
Yeah, which they initially said didn't work. And then they were like, no, maybe we'll revisit. It's like, come on, we're pushing it here, you know?
Right. How about that parcel off of Roosevelt? Was that Roosevelt and Canal?
Yeah, where they want to build the White Sox ballpark.
They want to build the White Sox down there.
77? 78.
Right.
Is that what it's called? I always thought that the White Sox should have gone there in the first place.
I think for the White Sox, it's a dream location for them, getting close to downtown.
But. Yeah.
I just know personally, I don't want Arlington Park to have been knocked down for nothing.
Yeah, you
know?
Right,
I need something
not
good
for
there.
Townhomes and shopping
exactly.
centers.
Exactly. I grew up going there. My godfather's first job was working there. Like, that was huge with my family. So if you were to build a stadium there, I'd be very okay with that. It's a lot closer to where I live anyway. So,
And
for most of the fans, it is. And I said, it's 99% of people are watching it on TV. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Build a real stadium.
Build a real stadium.
You know, tailgating areas. You own the land. This is what you're going to do. Let's shovels in the ground.
Shovels in the ground soon. Bill Jacobs, Peace Chicago, Doug Sohn of Hot Dugs. The Slice to Meet You campaign supporting Paw Chicago. Check out the pizza. It's fantastic. Fellas, it was so great to see you guys and have you in the studio. And thank you for the pizza that you brought in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for
great
having
to see you.
PawsChicago.org. Go there. That's where it's all at.
Yeah. Thanks to Bill. Thanks to Doug. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.